Kedar Shabbos, everyone. Thank you for being with us again as we transition from the week into the Halig of beautiful Shabbos together. And we continue to desperately need Shabbos in this time. Shabbos continues to be our place of refuge, of escape, of serenity and of peace. And as we enter together yet again, those who cherish not only Shabbos, but the Erev Shabbos experience, I hope everybody's begun to institute Toameah, to literally taste the sweetness of Shabbos, to taste the food of Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos, even before Shabbos begins. The truth is, if there's a week to talk about Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, it's this week's Parsha. Because in our Parsha and Parsha's Emor, we have the story of the Moadim. The story of the Moadim. And the Moadim is introduced with an interesting pasuk, something that you wouldn't necessarily include and capture within the list of Moadim themselves. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe le'mor dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem, Moadei Hashem asher tikru osa mikra'i kodesh, Elahim Moadai. Hashem spoke to Moshe and he said, these are the Moadim. Now when I use the term Moed, what would you think of? You think of Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, you use the term Moed, you think of a holiday, a yontif, and yet, though the Torah introduces in our Parsha in Emor towards the end, Perchav Gimel, Pasuk Aleph Beis Gimel, the Torah introduces the concept, the count of our holidays, our Moadim. What is the very first Moed that we begin, that we mention? Sheshes Yamim Ta'asa Malacho V'yam Ashvi Shabbas Shabbason Mikra Kodesh Kol Malacho Lo Sa'asu Shabbas Hilashem B'chom Moshvaseichem. 6 days do work on the seventh day. It's a day of rest. It's a Mikra Kodesh. It's a day that we call holiness. Kol Malacho Lo Sa'asu. How do we achieve that holiness? The holiness is achieved by abstaining or refraining from acts of creative labor. Shabbos Hilashem B'chom Moshvoseichem. It is a day of Shabbos in all of our dwelling places. If I asked you, what is the next Yontif that's coming up? Rabbi Simcha Friedman, Zichrono Levracha, used to say all the time, he'd ask his children and grandchildren, what is the next Yontif? What's the next holiday that's coming up? So if I were to ask you, likely you'd say, the next holiday, Shavuos. Everybody knows that on the calendar. We're counting like the Sefiras HaOmer, we're counting towards the holiday of Shavuos. And yet his answer was, you're wrong. The next holiday is not Shavuos. What is the next holiday? Shabbos. Every single week, we have the gift of a holiday. And it wasn't an exaggeration. It's our parsha. The parsha, Eila Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam Mikra'i Kodesh, Eilehem Moadai. This is a list of the Moadim. Eilehem Moadai. These are my Moadim. And which is the first Moed? The Moed of? The Moed of Shabbos. Shabbos is a Moed. It's a Yantif. It's a Chag. It is Shabbos Shabbason. It's the ultimate. It is the Heilige. It is the biggest. It is what we all cherish and what we all wait for. The holy, holy Shabbos. It's interesting. This notion of Moed includes within it, subsumes within it both Yantif and Shabbos. Though Yontif and Shabbos are diametrically opposed in terms of the Kedusha, the holiness that we achieve. Rabbi Soloveitchik somewhat famously described that Shabbos and Yontif, both, we rendezvous, we spend intimate time, connection, closeness, we feel the presence of Hashem, but we do it in two different directions. The Rav said, both are an encounter with Shechina, an encounter with the Divine. Yontif, we encounter the Divine, how? By going to Him, by going to Hashem. Aliyah l'regel, the notion of a regel. The word regel comes from hergel. We break our habit, we break our pattern, we break what we're used to, we break that mold by going to spend time with Hashem. The Shechina we encounter where? Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. We are lifnei Hashem, we are before Hashem. Yontif today we associate with our homes, the sights, the smells, the flavors. But in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Yontif was characterized and defined not by the home, but the home going on a trip. Three times a year, thrice a year, we would make our way to Yerushalayim Aliyah L'Regel, and we would encounter the Shechina, the Divine, where? In His house, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. Shabbos, in contrast, Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out, is the opposite. Shabbos, we welcome Hashem here into our home. Shabbos, the Divine, the Shechina, joins us where we are. It's the opposite of regel, of hergel. Yontif's about break out of the habit and the patterns that you formed. Rediscover who you are, who you're meant to be. To do that, you have to get out of your habitat, out of your environment. You have to go to Yerushalayim, go to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to feel your Lufay Hashem. You have to experience His miracles. However, Shabbos is the opposite. It's not hergel, it's not breaking out. But rather, it is finding Hashem within the routine. It's finding Hashem within the weekly activity. It's part of our calendar. It's part of our schedule. It's part of our weekly routine. In fact, our entire week rotates around Shabbos. Yom Rishon l'Shabbos, Sheni l'Shabbos, Shlishi l'Shabbos. Hergel, Regel is breaking out of our pattern, leaving our home on a journey to discover who we are and who we could be. And Shabbos is welcoming the divine here in earth, here down where we are. And Shirin Lezecha Abba Mori, in the first Chelek, the Rav describes this difference. Yontif, we encounter Shechina going to Hashem. Shabbos, we encounter Shechina by welcoming Hashem to us. However, what you see by the Torah's introduction of Elohim Moadai, they're both called a Moed. Whether we go to him or he comes to us, they're two sides of the same coin. They're two descriptions of encounter with the divine, but from two different places. One, we go to him, the other, he comes to us. And the halacha reflects this. The home is the centerpiece of Shabbos. And here, as we continue to quarantine, as we continue to have to physically distance from one another, as we are essentially isolated to our homes and unable to congregate and gather in shul, our homes continue to be that centerpiece of the encounter with Hashem. And the halacha reflects it. Everything that we do within our homes to get ready for Shabbos, to transform our home, a white tablecloth. Mishnah Berurah, the Poskim talk about, even if you are not going to be eating at home, let's say the quarantine, please God, when it will end, and we're invited out, you're going to a simcha, you're not having any meals at home, there's still a notion of putting a white tablecloth on your table. You're transforming your home to reflect an environment, to have a decor of Shabbos. The fact that we sweep, and we clean, and we prepare, we light the candles to illuminate our home, to bring the light and the warmth to our home. We shower, we change, big day Shabbos, even when we're not seeing others, and we're not going out, and we're not competing with the latest fashions and trends, but we are nevertheless getting dressed up for the Shabbos Queen. Yontif, we go to Hashem, but Shabbos Hashem, the Shechina, comes to us. And this is reflected what we sing Lechadodi, Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. We're welcoming the Pnei Shabbos. A few weeks ago, we talked about the image of Pnei Shabbos being the image of putting on our Shabbos Panim. Take off that worry, that weekday anxiety, the weekday stress. Take off everything that's associated with the weekday and put on that Shabbos Panim of tranquility, of serenity, of calm, of confidence. Put on the Shabbos Panim of knowing that everything's for a reason and everything will work out. And we're going to spend the next 25 hours in a rendezvous with the divine. Shabbos and Yontif, both called Moadim, both reflecting this intimate rendezvous, this connection. All week long, we struggle to find our way. We're curious, we're filled with doubt and uncertainty or worry. We don't see Hashem so readily in front of us. But Shabbos, we put on that Shabbos clothing, we put on that Shabbos panim, come to that table. And we welcome Hashem literally, Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShalom. We're welcoming His emissaries, His ambassadors. We're welcoming the expression of Hashem characterized and captured through angels. We welcome Shalom Aleichem into our home. Shabbos and Yontif, two sides of one coin, both called a Moed. So this section of the Moedim in our Parsha is introduced, the very first Moed, Rabbi Friedman was right, the very first Moed, Mikrai Kodesh Elohim Moedai, 6 days we do work. Now note the Torah tells us, 6 days you do work. For the Jewish people, work's not a concession. Work is not just because we have to. Work is an ideal. Work is a value. Work we do because we believe in it. And the work we're doing is towards the tachlis, uvayom hashvi, when we've sheshes yamim te'aseh melacha. When we worked for 6 days to provide for our family, we worked for 6 days to have a home, we worked for 6 days, then the tachlis of all that work is Shabbos. We don't rest on Shabbos to have what we need to work. We work all week long to be able to be rewarded with Shabbos, not only Shabbos, Shabbos Shabbason Mikra Kodesh, Kol Melacha, by abstaining, by refraining. The Ramban on our Parsha says on this word Shabbason and Shabbason that that's why Chazal set up categories. Those who finished Smichas Chavar Bechina, Mazel Tov to you. We resume on Sunday night our Boka Chevro. We have over 80 signed up. It's going to be incredible. And we're learning about these topics. Our rabbis instituted such areas called Uvda Dechol and Amira La'akum and Tircha Yisera, all kinds of areas that are not included in the biblical laws of Shabbos, but the rabbis were trying to create, protect, and preserve what we call a Shabbos atmosphere. You know when you were growing up and you wanted to do something and your parents said, you can't? You said, why? I've memorized Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. I don't see it in there that you can't do it. And what did your parents tell you? It's not Shabbos dik. You can't do it because it's not Shabbos dik. Shabbos dik is not just a parent's excuse to convince you of something you can't do. It is a halachic concept. Uvda d'chol, the way you do things during the week. Amir la'akum. If we were able to ask the non-Jew to drive the car, turn on the light, turn on the TV, check the internet, it would absolutely compromise and corrupt our experience of Shabbos. Tircha Yisera, you're not allowed to extend extra effort that would compromise your Shabbos. You're not allowed to have loud sounds. You can't even put your dishwasher on a timer because it'll produce such sound of the weekday that there's no room, there's no area to welcome the weekday into the atmosphere of Shabbos that we're trying to create. My dear friends, my Erev Shabbos holy Jews, it's up to us as we transition, as we head into Shabbos, to create that atmosphere. It's something that we have to do by setting up and lighting and preparing those candles, by putting on that Shabbos clothing, by spreading out that white Shabbos tablecloth, by tasting Toa Meha, the delicious, sweet Shabbos food, even before Shabbos begins. That's how we fulfill Shabbason. It's not just Shabbos, it's Shabbos Shabbason. Shabbos, whether you're ready or not, here it comes. When the sun goes down, you're obligated in Shabbos. It's not just Shabbos, it's Shabbos Shabbason that we need to taste and experience that transition. We have to go into and enter and welcome Shabbos. Shabbos is not a list of what you can't do. Shabbos is what you can do. You know what you can do? You spend time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with your family. You spend time with yourself in thought, in song, with sleep, in learning, with reading, with davening slowly and tapping into the best of who you are and what you have. We infuse Shabbos, Shabbos Shabbason. That is the Mikra Kodesh. Rav Asher Weiss in his Haggadah, the Minchas Asher Haggadah, on these words, the Nusach Svard version of Kiddush includes Tchilu Mikra Kodesh, Zeich Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's from our Pasuk. We say Asher Tikru Asom Mikra Kodesh, Elehem Moadai. And he quotes here from the Rapshitz Rebbe, that Tchilu Mikra Kodesh, Tchilas Hakriya LeKedusha, the beginning of holiness is free yourself, liberate yourself. You can't find holiness. You can't experience the Shekhinah. You're not going to tap into the divine and connect with spirituality and rejuvenate and revive your soul if you're not freeing and liberating yourself. If all Shabbos you're worried, what is the news saying and what is the update and what is the stock and what is the sports score, and I'm still tied to the material physical world, if you haven't liberated yourself from your to-do list and your tasks and your worry and anxiety, if you're still shackled and enslaved, then you can't experience Kedusha, you can't experience holiness of the divine. To get to this side of the Moed coin where Hashem visits us on Shabbos, you have to Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why Tchila L'Mikra'i Kodesh is Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Pasuk means to tell us. The beginning of calling Kedusha is liberating ourselves. Yitzias Mitzrayim is invoking that theme of Shabbos, of freeing ourselves, of setting ourselves free, of letting go of the things that are holding back, of letting ourselves go of the self-imposed chains of being tied to the things that undermine our spirituality, our growth, our happiness. Let go of the worry, let go of the uncertainty. Put on that Shabbos panim and tap into not only Shabbos, but this week tap into Shabbos Shabbason. Go, there's only a few minutes left. Spread out the white tablecloth, put on the Shabbos clothing, and most importantly, before we transition and welcome Shabbos, take a few moments and put on that Shabbos panim. I mentioned we send out every Friday, you wake up to a short message about how to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos with a little snippet from the previous week's time that we spend together. This morning what I sent out is the minhag. There's a minhag quoted, it's based on a Gemara, to look at the Shabbos candles while you recite Kiddush. Some say during Kiddush, others right before you make Kiddush, you look and gaze at the candles before you say Kiddush. And there are different reasons which are offered why, but I want to suggest a reason. Because the pathway to Kedusha, to holiness, is to tap into the light, to see the light, the bracha in our lives. That light illuminates what's in front of us. Even if we're all alone and it's so difficult to be alone, but to see the bracha that you have a roof over your head and food to eat, that you have air in your lungs, that you're breathing and you're healthy. If there are other people at your Shabbos table, the light of those Shabbos candles shines on them. And you see children, maybe grandchildren, you see the bracha in your life. Before Kedusha, Tchil Mikrai Kodesh, before you could say Kiddush, look at those Shabbos candles and allow it to illuminate your life. See the bracha that's right under your nose. All week long we see what's missing. 6 days a week we work to fill in what's missing. What's missing in our bank account and what's missing in our cabinet and in our oven and our refrigerator. 6 days a week we work to fill in what's missing. And the seventh, we're whole, we're complete, there's nothing missing. Me'ein olam haba, I have everything I need. And how do I see it? The light of the Shabbos candle, so bright, they illuminate and they reveal what's right under my nose. So go, spread out the tablecloth and get dressed in your finest and put on your calm, tranquil, serene, calm, confident Shabbos panim. And before you make Kiddush tonight, look at those Shabbos candles. See the bracha in your life and tap into the Shabbos Shabbason. Have a wonderful Shabbos, a holy, healthy, and a happy Shabbos.